It is our Cyclone Insider, all brought to you by Legends American Grill in Marshalltown. On the line with us, John Walters, voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. It is Ohio and Iowa State this coming weekend, but I guess we'll first start with the big matchup last Saturday. 20-13 was the final score, John, as Iowa State fell to their rival, Iowa. And, you know, in that game, it seems like, the offense kind of came alive a little bit too late in that game. They went on nearly, about a six-minute drive. It seemed like there was kind of a little bit of lack of urgency there at the end of the game for the Iowa State Cyclones to get in the end zone and score. But it finally figured things out. They scored. They made it close. Defense wasn't able to come up with a big stop to the end to try to get a score. But your thoughts on the offense as it tries to evolve going into week number three and kind of get going behind a new quarterback in Rocco Beck this year?
Yeah, it's not surprising that it played out that way because I was very good defensively. Mm-hmm. Phil Parker's a tremendous defensive coordinator, and they really do kind of force you to be methodical and work your way down the field slowly. They are not going to give up home run plays very often, and so you kind of have to take what the defense gives you, or they're going to bait you right into a turnover. And in that possession that you're talking about, Iowa State's biggest priority was to make sure they got a touchdown. They mm-hmm. had to. If they don't get a touchdown there, the game's over. So, you know, they did their job. They got the ball back with their defense getting a quick stop. And they had the ball with a minute 48 remaining and needing a touchdown to force overtime. So they put themselves in that position the only way they could. I mean, they're a very young team, that, especially offensively. They've got a lot of young guys at key positions that, you know, if you start getting greedy and you start trying to make the home run play, the game's probably over at that point mm-hmm. for sure. And so I think they did it the right way with this group. Now, if they had Brock Purdy at quarterback, maybe they would have rushed it along a little bit more. But I think they did it the right way in those circumstances. And, you know, I think it was a learning experience for these guys. It was a good game. I mean, Iowa's good. And mm-hmm. I think Iowa State learned a lot from that football game. And we'll apply that going forward, and it will really help them. I always feel like that game helps both teams because it's a conference-type feel game before conference play rolls around. And so I think it really helps both programs kind of find out who they are, what it is that they need to work on. But I come away with that more encouraged than discouraged coming out of that football game. I think Iowa State did a lot of good things. Their defense is terrific again, and that's going to keep them in a lot of games. And now they just got to find their way over the hump. But I mean, the big thing for me was the way Rocco Beck responded after that pick six. You know, a lot of young quarterbacks that would have gone into a shell at that point, he didn't. He came right back. He led that touchdown drive. And so that was very encouraging to me to see the way he compartmentalized a bad play and then was able to make a bunch of good plays after that.
Mm-hmm. Any team or story that's really stood out to you so far for, you know, the season as a whole for all of college football?
Well, I think that, you know, you look at Iowa State and you think, well, what are the strengths? And for sure the defense is. I mean, this is, again, another John Haycock-coached defense, which is going to be among the nation's best. And it's a young defense. I mean, there's freshmen and sophomores all over the place on this defense. And yet, here they are again, doing their job. And, you know, 17 consecutive games now, they've held opponents under 400 yards, which is the best in the nation. And it's amazing because it gives you an opportunity to win every single week. And then, you know, we've seen the improvement in the special teams, and Tyler Perkins is having a tremendous season as punter. He's second in the nation, averaging about 53 yards a punt. And what an impact that has on the game when you can change the field. We've seen Iowa do that for years with Torrey Taylor. Well, Perkins out-punted him last week. He was mm-hmm. terrific, and he is a guy that can flip field position in a hurry for Iowa State. And I think with that defense, that could really be a game changer for Iowa State going forward this season. If the offense struggles, which at times it's going to, because again, freshman quarterback, you've got some reasons why the offense wouldn't always be dynamic. Well, if you've got a great punter and a great defense, you still give yourself a chance. And I think those things really give me a lot of hope. And I think the offense will get better. And I look at, you know, what's going on with the offense? Well, to me, number one, they're getting the plays in there. They're not having pre-snap penalties. They're not having false starts and illegal formations and stuff that kind of sloppy stuff that you might expect with a first-year offensive coordinator, a young quarterback, a young mm-hmm. football team. they haven't been doing that stuff. And that really encourages me because I think, okay, they're executing well and getting the stuff in there. Now they just have to go do it a little better. And I think they can, and I think they will. So I'm very encouraged about the direction the offense is heading. And this football team as a whole, I think, can have a really good season.
Iowa State 1-1. Ohio is 2-1. Kickoff is 11. Pregame show starts at 9 o'clock here on Kicks 101.1. Ohio Bobcats hosting the Iowa State Cyclones in this one. So you'll be out in Ohio. What's your key to victory here for Iowa State against Ohio?
I'd love to see Iowa State create some more turnovers. You know, they forced four turnovers against Ohio a year ago and beat them handily in Ames. Now Ohio went on and won seven consecutive games and won the MAC East, and Tim Albin was the coach of the year in their league, and they had a very good year.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a ton of those guys returning, but they have been turnover prone this year. They've turned it over eight times through the first three games. They're 2-1. They've had some good wins, but they've turned it over eight times. And if they do that against Iowa State, I think the Cyclones can really capitalize. We were talking about the offense. Well, nothing would give the offense more of a shot in the arm than to get a short field from that defense after a turnover or two.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you know, Jeremiah Cooper leads the nation in interceptions with three. Those have been the three turnovers that Iowa State has created. Love to see them get a few fumbles forced or, you know, a couple more interceptions. I think that could really flip this game. And then, you know, it's going to be hard to run the ball against Ohio because they've been very good against the run, but Iowa State dominated the ground game against these guys a year ago and held them to just 24 rushing yards. And so, you know, if you win the ground game, you're likely to win the football game. But it's tough. I mean, you're going into a place where they are going to be jacked up for this game.
It's
often they get a Power 5 opponent into their stadium. It's going to be a very big deal for them, and they're a good football team. So it's going to be a real test for Iowa State this week.
That is for sure. John, thanks so much for the time this morning. Have a great call this Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.